Well, Kyle, from day one of spring training, nobody in a Marlins uniform this year has garnered more attention than Ichiro Suzuki. In his 15th big league season, with all he's accomplished, we know he's headed to the Hall of Fame. But this year, his road to Cooperstown passes through Miami. And after 6 weeks of spring training, and now with the first month of the regular season behind us, I started our conversation by asking him about how happy he seems to be as he settles into his new baseball home.
まあ一番知らない場所だったんですけど、一番馴染みがなくて、一番情報のない。
You know, I came to a place I didn't really know much about, Miami, and I didn't have much information about them. But, you know, it's been a month into the season now, and from the beginning, the reaction from the fans, the warm welcoming that I got, that I received, and the players and the coaches and the manager and the front office, they have been nothing but kind and welcoming and have made me feel welcomed and wanted and to be able to play in that environment is been a very special thing for me, and I've enjoyed it very much.
You mentioned the players. Tell me about coming into a new clubhouse and fitting in with this group of guys. A lot of players who are much newer to the major leagues than you are, but a lot of guys I know have a lot of respect for you, have looked up to you for a long time. What's it been like getting settled in, becoming part of this clubhouse?
これだけどの選手ともいい関係にあることって。
You know, in the 14 years that I've been here, you know, there's going to be some guys in the clubhouse, in the team, that maybe have egos or, you know, whatnot, that maybe doesn't match up with certain players or something. But, you know, what I've experienced with this team is that, you know, everybody's just been great. And, you know, maybe the other players, you know, have respected me, and that's great and all. But for me, you know, I really want to just be able to do what I can and do more than what they've done for me. You know, just the fact alone that this clubhouse, just everybody's just been great, and I'm really shocked at how well the clubhouse is.
At this point, do a lot of the guys come to you and talk baseball, ask for advice, talk hitting with you?
そういう話は実はそんなにないんだけれども。
Not too much baseball wise, you know, and that's what's great is I feel like, you know, it's the relationship, the human to human relationship, rather than the baseball player type that I'm enjoying here in Miami, the clubhouse. It's everybody just a good human, good people.
ただまあみんなそのポテンシャルが高いしいい選手たちが集まってるから実際にね、だからまあそんなアドバイスすることもあるわけではないし、僕はまあコーチでもないし、同じ選手だからね。ただまあもし僕が彼らに聞かれてできること答えられることはもちろん、まあ躊躇なくそれはもちろんするんだけれども。
Of course, you know, the guys in there are great players, great potential, and you know, and they probably don't have, you know, many things to ask me, you know, because obviously I'm not a coach, and you know, I'm a player just like them. But if they ever come to me, if they need some help, you know, I would be happy to give them, you know, the help that they would need if they need it.
The other relationship that's been fun to watch from the very beginning of spring training has been the way the fans have responded to you. We saw so many fans surrounding you looking for autographs and pictures in the spring, chanting your name at Marlins Park. We mentioned on the broadcast a week or so ago that your jersey is the highest selling Marlins jersey right now. What about the connection that you've made in such a short time with this fan base? It's got to make you feel really good.
まあ、あれだけ、まあ、まだ1ヶ月ぐらいしかまだ過ごしてないですけど、
you know, it's only been a month, but you know what I can say about the fans is that, you know, they obviously we're here to play and to win games, but even if we're losing 10-0, I would want to do my best and show the fans my best performance, and that's how I feel about them. You know, because those fans are the way they are, it makes a player like myself want to do the best for them.
That was Ichiro Suzuki with a big assist from his interpreter, Alan Turner. We'll have a lot more with Ichiro over the next couple of nights. Tomorrow night, turning our focus to what he's done in the field so far as a member of the Marlins. Kyle, back to you.